Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. I am David Campbell, Development Steering Officer, and I call to order the January 24th, 2024, hearing of the DHO at 9:08 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate safely and fully. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you're not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. Since it's audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, who are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I'd like to introduce the development facilitation team staff and swear them in groups. I will ask the first group, Jolene Wolfley, Jay Rodenbeck, Robert Webb, and Shahab Beyazar, to please raise your right hand and answer this question. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
I do.
I'm hearing everybody. Okay. The second group, I will ask to do the same. That is, David Gutierrez with the
Can you
water.
turn off the doorbell, please?
Mr. Campbell, sorry to interrupt. This is Jeremy Shaw. I'll be filling in for David this morning on behalf of the Water Authority.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shell. So Jeremy Shell with the Water Authority, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I'm not seeing, oh, Concheta Trujillo is here for Code Enforcement. Whitney Phelan for Parks and Rec. She is here. Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Ernest Armijo, Transportation. We also have Hannah Aulick. And I believe that is it of the other members of the development facilitation. With those persons, please raise your right hand and answer this question. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I
I
do.
do.
Thank you. A note for the applicants: any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes these documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you are approved with conditions, you will need to complete the conditions with the appropriate DFT member, then send PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. The city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez will alert us to changes in the agenda. Ms. Gomez, at this time, are you aware of changes to the agenda as previously published?
I have no changes this morning, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you very much. Now we have our agenda set for today, we'll ask members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment, if you're on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature. If you're on video, you can literally raise your hand. If you're on audio, please press star 9 if needed. If any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues, I will end the hearing and the DHO hearing will resume at 1:00 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. We will start today's hearing with item number one. Item number one is PR 2023-008890, application numbers SD 2024-00011, which is a preliminary and final plat, and VA-2024-00013, which is a sidewalk waiver. This is CSI Cartesian Surveys, Inc., agent for Sandra Marquez, requesting those actions, preliminary final plat and sidewalk waiver, for all or a portion of lots 10 through 17, Block 2, Gavilan Addition, zoned MXM, located at 27 4th Street Northwest, between Placitas Road Northwest and Gavilan Place Northwest, containing approximately 0.5991 acres. The property owners are Sandra Marquez, and the request is to create one new lot from eight existing lots, dedication of additional right-of-way to 4th Street Northwest, and requesting a waiver from the DPM for sidewalk width for the proposed sidewalk within this frontage. The request request is for a determination to allow the widened right-of-way width, also to request a determination from the right-of-way width for the adjoining 16-foot alleyway. We are ready for the applicant to introduce themselves. Mr. Mulhall, are you here to represent the applicant?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Mr. Mulhall, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do. I do swear.
Please proceed with a brief presentation of this project.
Certainly. So again, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. You've introduced it well. We are looking to consolidate these lots into one new lot. There is an existing daycare facility that's been built on it. And as with a lot of the city, the building was developed prior to the requirement of eliminating the lot lines that would be through it. So we're looking to clean that up in order for our client to work on an addition to the property down the road. We at Sketch were informed that we would need to dedicate right away in order to introduce a sidewalk to the front edge of the property along with a landscape buffer. And so we are looking to do a 5-foot sidewalk and 5-foot buffer. And you'd mentioned the waiver from sidewalk width because our proposed sidewalk will be deficient of the DPM required width for the classification of 4th Street. And because we're offering a landscape buffer instead of the full landscape width without that. So with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Mr. Mulhall, can you, I see that the plat has a proposed DHO determination from right-of-way width note. It appears that the waiver that's being requested is, there's one for a public alleyway, which is a 16-foot public alleyway, which is already existing. And the requirement is for a 20-foot width. So the waiver requested is for 4 feet. Is that correct?
So I'm all with Cartesian Surveys. I believe it would be for 4 or 5 feet for the sidewalk that we're requesting. The city requirements in the sketch comments, I think listed it as 10-foot of sidewalk and then... I think 5 foot of landscape. And so we're just not able to offer all that without interfering with the drop off laning for the existing daycare facility.
And so that's for the sidewalk that's on Gavilan. My question had to do with the alleyway which is 20, required 20 feet, but you're proposing 16 feet, which is the existing width of the alleyway. Is that correct?
This ran with Cartesian. That's correct. So the alleyway is existing at 16 feet and the DPM requirement is for 20. So we're requesting a determination to allow that 16-foot alleyway to remain. We didn't mention that that's a 4-foot difference in our note on sheet 2 of the plat, if okay. That helps clarify.
All right. And in the existing alleyway, are there walls or fences already constructed that would need to be moved if the 20-foot alleyway requirement was enforced?
Yes, sir, that's correct. This is Ryan with Cartesian. As you can see on the site sketch, there are existing walls right along the property line on our property that would need to be significantly moved along with a shed. And there's other improvements in the alleyway that would need to be relocated in order to allow that alleyway to be widened by, say, a dedication or something like that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Is there any member of the public who is here to speak on this item? If so, please raise either your actual or your digital hand or speak up. Any members of the public here? I see none identifying themselves. Okay, so with no comments from the public, let's go through each of the DFT specialty members. We'll start with Mr. Schell with the Water Authority.
Sir? Good morning. This is Jeremy Schell with the Water Authority. No objection to the plat. If service is desired or needed, please request an availability statement. Also, no objection to the sidewalk waiver. We defer to the City of Albuquerque on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schell. Now moving to code enforcement, Concetta Trujillo, it's a pleasure to have you here, Concetta.
Good to see you. Concetta Trujillo, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Thank you very much. Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan, also a pleasure to see you here.
Good morning. Parks and Recreation does not have any comments for this one or objections to the request. Thank you.
Thank you. Hydrology, Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Defers to transportation on sidewalk waivers.
Okay, thank you very much. And the aforesaid transportation, Mr. Ernest Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Yeah, I think all of these were basically aimed at me, so here we go. Okay. Justification to allow right-of-way to be widened to 79.9 feet rather than the prescribed 82 feet is acceptable and a fair compromise. Justification to allow alley to remain 16 feet is acceptable. Justification to allow 5-foot sidewalk with a 5-foot landscape buffer in this area rather than the required 10 to 12-foot sidewalk with a 6 to 8-foot buffer is acceptable to transportation. Please ensure that there will be at least 4-foot clear around any obstructions in the sidewalk. We have no objection. Any future development will require an approved TCL prior to site plan or building permit.
Thank you very much, Mr. Armijo. Turning now to planning, who will speak for planning today? Ms. Alec?
Robert Webb's case.
Ms. Aulick, Mr. Rodenbeck, Ms. Wolfley.
Mr. Webb?
I think Mr. Webb is having some difficulty with his audio.
Here, I tell you what, let me pull up the comments here. I'll relay the comments. 1 second here.
Mr. Webb, you want to try it again? It doesn't appear that you're muted, but we're not hearing you. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Rodenbeck.
Okay. 1 second here. Let me pull up the comments, sir. Okay, pulling them up here. So this is Jay Rodenbach for planning comments. Mr. Mohal, could you please confirm the details of the replat request?
Certainly. So again, this Ramal with Cartesian Surveys. So we are looking to eliminate the interior lot lines of lots 10 through 17 in order to clean up those lot lines going through the existing commercial building. The buildings to remain, and the hope is to eventually have an addition to new structures and stuff added to the property. And so that was a condition of permitting, was to eliminate these lot lines. And then, you know, as a consequence of the sketch comments we received, where we have an infrastructure list for the sidewalk along the 4th Street frontage that we're going to be adding. And then the determinations and waivers have been introduced. The sidewalk width waiver, because we're deficient of the 10-foot DPM, and the alleyway and 4th Street right-of-way widths are also deficient, but it sounds like are going to be allowed. Thank you.
Please confirm that the existing development will meet the required dimensional standards, that the replat will eliminate a non-conformity without creating a new one.
This run with Cartesian Surveys. That's our understanding. You know, with the elimination of the lot lines, it really cleans up, you know, setback issues and things like that, with, you know, lot lines literally going through the building. You know, it's greatly improving that condition. And we're, you know, not changing anything at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Next comment looks like Robert had in his memos regarding section 7 of the DPM regarding sidewalk width and landscape buffer requirements. I believe Mr. Webb coordinated with Mr. Armijo with transportation on the comments and notes the basically relayed on transportation determinations and comments there. I'll just note the application number needs to be added to both the plat and the infrastructure list. We'll need a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file to be submitted prior to the final sign off of the plat. We'll need the date of the DXF approval to be added to the plat as well. I'll just note that, you know, due to the fact that there's an infrastructure list included with this plat, we'll need a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. Based on the approved infrastructure list, which must be submitted prior to final sign off of the plat. And I'll just note, I had this added by Mr. Webb, which is 66K2I of the IDO. Just note that the applicant shall record the plat with the county clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. So that, I believe, concludes our comments for this plat.
Thank you. And I will note that Mr. Webb has put those planning conditions in the chat, which I appreciate. Okay. There were no comments from the public, therefore no cross-examination. And I will, I think the DHO is ready to make a determination and a waiver and an approval. I approve this request. Well, let's start with the waiver. I approve the requested waiver of the sidewalk width because it meets the criteria D. Varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, economy, effective use of open space, or ingenuity in design of a subdivision in accordance with accepted principles of site planning, and the waiver will not be contrary to public health, safety, or welfare. With respect to the waiver for the alley width, the DHO approves the requested waiver for the same reasons. And the with the additional criteria that A, which is that there are pre-existing obstructions that cannot easily or economically be relocated or should not be altered on the alley. With that, the DHO approves items PR 2023-008890, specifically SD 2024-00011, preliminary and final plat, as well as the sidewalk waiver VA 2024-0013. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, with the conditions that are as stated earlier and are in the chat, the application numbers must be added to the plat, the infrastructure list prior to final sign-off. The copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign-off. The date of the DHO approval shall be added to the plat. A recorded infrastructure improvements agreement based on the infrastructure list must be submitted prior to final sign-off. Item number one is approved. Thank you very much.